I'm curious, over the last few days, what are some of the scenes that you've seen in these protests that have really stuck with you? What do you recall?
So you see lots of different scenes. I mean, there's some of just people marching in the streets or standing in an area shouting, you know, like for freedom, against the supreme leader, against the hijab rules. Lots of different kind of manifestations. Then you have these scenes of violence. Of protesters who have been beaten, of police storming, of fires. And then there's also, you know, just been a lot of videos that have come out of just like singular people doing brave acts.
Like what?
You know, there's one where a woman was just sitting at a roundabout without her hijab on. Another one where another woman was just sitting cross-legged next to a police officer without her hijab. There's another video of an old woman just walking down the street waving her hijab. You know, you can see other sort of protesters and people in the background. And that's really powerful because that's a really dangerous act. It's simple and it can get you in a lot of really bad trouble. So people are out there demanding a whole host of rights and changes. Some women are out there saying that they don't want the dress code anymore, against the morality police, against having to wear the hijab. Others have, you know, vaguer shouts of just freedom. And, you know, also with each death that is also comes a funeral and comes a protest and a gathering itself. And so the names of people who have died are also being shouted. And so, you know, across the country, there's both sort of very, you know, specific but also very shared grievances that people have. Right now, the government is also restricting the internet and cellular service. WhatsApp and Instagram, which are the two sort of remaining big social media platforms that are allowed and are on, have been blocked. The internet has been blocked or at least slowed down, and much of the country has a cellular service. Iran has a long-standing plan to sort of create its own internet, and so when and if that happens, it would have much easier time to shut down the internet. It is a hard thing to do, so there still is some access, but it's very limited in some places. And you know, it's intended to be able to slow down people sharing videos, sharing photos, sharing news about what's happening.